Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
Welcome to episode one. Today, I'd like to read to you an email I received from a woman who calls herself a God-fearing, Christ-loving, blood-washed believer. And she wrote to ask some rather pointed questions about the Miracle 2 products, about the articles that I wrote about them. I have a six-part series called Miracle 2, The Real Master Behind the Miracles. And I thought that her questions might represent some questions that others have had as well. I read your critique and want to ask a serious question. I don't quite understand why a product, unless purposely chanted over, can become a demonic product. I replied, people who represent themselves as Christians and yet are not will not volunteer the information that their products have been chanted over. They will, however, provide clues or markings that indicate who their products are dedicated to. There is a reason a product line is marked with the maximum yang symbol. The reason is not to market for the God of the Bible. She wrote, I see that trees, frogs, and others I failed to mention here were used as a part of Satan worship. Is it possible that Teditan is just a farmer who doesn't know how to sort out the meaning of words? Clayton Teditan is a multimillionaire who has employees who will help him sort out his words if they perceive there is such a need. She wrote, maybe he has been influenced by someone like Tony Mueller, proposes himself to be a preacher, but pulls in unsuspecting poor people to sell the product and gives them just a little compensation for doing so. Could it be that things like sulfur that is used in magic is also used to heal the body and not by satanic means? My reply, sulfur is natural and people take it as a supplement, such as MSM. Sulfur is not the problem as much as purposely marking your product for Satan by including the same ingredient Edgar Cayce used in his. And of course, we know Teditan mentioned Edgar Cayce in his presentation about himself, in his biographical account where he gives his testimony. And that's why I tied that sulfur word in my article with Edgar Cayce. She wrote, since God made everything, don't all things come from him? And is it not man who prostitutes it through his vain imaginations? My reply, yes, man prostitutes products for Satan's use. God's people are to cast down vain imaginations. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. She wrote, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm asking a pertinent and important question. If what you say is truly honest, then we probably can't use anything organic, anything that has been used in satanic worship or ceremony, and we probably can't even drink water if the people working with it have anything to do with demonic practices, don't you think? My reply, using organic products is not the issue here. Organic products are good, unless they're marked for Satan, like the way the Miracle 2 product line is. Another organic product line that is marked for Satan is the Young Living Company. The Power Hour's guest and program director, Marie Gunther, through the heavensentoils.net link on the main page of the Power Hour website, is encouraging website visitors to buy products made by the New Age multi-level marketing company, Young Living. She also signs up Power Hour website visitors to sell under her in this occult multi-level marketing company. How do we know Young Living is a New Age company like Miracle 2? They sell essential oils, but how do we know that they're like Miracle 2? Well, they've marked themselves for the New Age by placing an image of a phoenix bird in their brochure and by using occult New Age terminology in some product descriptions. And you can find more about this particular company and more about some New Age compromise going on with alternative media broadcasters in my article called Alternative Media Broadcasters and Spiritual Compromise at libertytothecaptives.net. I wanted to continue now with her letter. She said, doesn't the Lord tell us to take what is set before us and eat it without apprehension, even if it has been a part of a sacrifice, if we don't know that such thing took place? And my reply, but we do know about it, because of course our discussion is the Miracle 2 products. That's why she wrote to me. But we do know about it. The products are imbued with alloptic energy, which the TEDCO manufacturer has identified as being subtle energy. Another word for subtle energy is life force energy. And life force energy, energy that has life, is demons. She continued the letter. If we are God's children, following Him with all of our hearts, and not trying to get involved in any type of occult practices, then aren't we covered by the sacrificial blood of the Lamb when we visit parks or eat food from local farms and agribusinesses? My reply, those who follow God with all of their hearts do not knowingly compromise godly principles for the sake of getting some benefit for themselves. Christians are not covered by the blood when we knowingly walk in darkness. Our sins are forgiven as we walk in the light as He is in the light. 1 John 1:7 tells us, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The letter continues, I have pastors well trained in the occult. I am taking your information to them for evaluation, because if we are not careful, then we can make demons out of anything on this earth. My response, that is a good idea to take it to them. If they defend Clayton Teddington's satanic markings on his product line, including his own statement about how his neutralizer product went off the charts when someone checked it with a radionics machine, I would be very interested in knowing their reasons. Clayton Teddington was thrilled when someone checked his neutralizer product on the radionics machine. A radionics machine is a device that measures and broadcasts subtle energy patterns. He was thrilled when his neutralizer product went right off the chart, and he made this statement. Someone checked neutralizer on their radionics machine. It went off the chart. And this particular statement is in my Miracle 2 series, my Miracle 2 article series. Miracle 2, what's the name of it? Let's see. I can't even remember the name of it. Oh, Miracle 2 Ingredients. Divine or Demonic. That's the name of the article. The letter continues. Trees aren't demonic because they were used by Satan worshipers. Otherwise, the tree that Christ hung from would be considered a part of a sinister plot against our Lord and should be eliminated from this earth. And I wrote, that is right. Trees are not demonic just because Satan's followers use them. But if a tree has a pentagram written on it, then you know it has been cursed with the same kind of energy that is in Clayton soap products. The letter continues. Frogs are part of the ecosystem. They are not demonic because they are used as a symbol by Satan worshipers, are they? See my response above. She wrote, I think you have some good points, but I think that Clayton Teddington is just a farmer and nothing more. He probably fell into the wrong marketing hands, which brings up another subject. My response, if he is just a farmer, if Clayton Teddington is just a farmer and accidentally marked his product line with satanic symbolism and accidentally allows New Agers and occultists to aggressively market his products for him, then he needs to repent. I told him he needs to when he called me on the phone one day to politely ask me to remove my articles from the internet or I would face some repercussions. She continued the letter. Marketers know how to push the right buttons to get the results they want, and some demonic practices to influence their prospective buying audience. If Clayton Teddington got involved with someone like this, does that make his product demonic? Clayton Teddington's God gave him the logo to place on his product labels. His God gave him the Satanic Maximum Yang logo to place on his product labels, and I quote from Clayton Teddington. He said, the voice of God told me what to name it, what to name the Miracle 2 products, and how to package it. Quoted from Scriptural Critique of Clayton Teddington's Miracle 2 Testimony. So he made it very clear that the God who gave him the formula is also the God who gave him the name of the products and how to package it. And how to package it includes the satanic maximum yang symbol on the label of every Miracle 2 product. She wrote, I continue in the letter, we're almost finished. Crops can be increased by following God's directions in the Bible, and they can be influenced by the type of natural fertilizers we use. It doesn't have to be a demonic involvement. And I wrote, that is right, demons don't have to be involved when crops increase, but when Miracle 2 products are used, demons are involved. And I quoted from my Miracle 2 Ingredients Divine or Demonic article. However, when you consider that crop yields were greatly increased by the use of a tiny amount of neutralizer, coupled with devices known to be used in magic, the radionics machine, you know that something other than physical ingredients is responsible for these effects. I wanted to share her letter with you. This is going to be a short podcast, our first one, the first one I've ever done. I'd like to share some more Miracle 2 letters and just also some insight about Miracle 2 products that I haven't done any more articles about it, but I would like to talk about it. If anybody would like to email me some questions, I might be talking about them in a future podcast. Thank you for joining us, and please join us the next time.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty to the Captives podcast, a ministry of LibertyToTheCaptives.net.